Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everybody. I'm Christine Upchurch, and you're listening to The Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, Cable Radio Network, WBLQ, and Transformation Talk Radio. I want to welcome you today because I'm feeling buzzy already, and I'm like all excited, but there are a couple little things I have to chat about first. So, first and foremost, I want to say hello to Benny, my better half here on the air.
Aw, thank you. It's good to have you back, and welcome.
Oh, thanks, Benny. And did you enjoy the Northwest Women's Show
this past
weekend?
I'm still recovering from it. It was just a whirlwind of events and things going on and being on stage and rubbing shoulders with all the listeners. Uh-huh. It's a good time.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And did you ever make it over to the wine tasting?
I did not. I actually had my boys with me, too, so I kind of figured, yeah, we could maybe do it another time. So yeah. I don't think Dad would have looked at me like, where are you going?
Yeah. And, you know, two-year-olds at a big event like that probably.
And I forgot their IDs.
Yeah.
I kid.
Well, I thoroughly enjoyed being on the Girl Talk stage.
Yeah.
And it was a panel hosted by Dr. Pat, and we talked about healing and the nature of healing. And, you know, for those of you who were there and connected with us, it was a joy. So thank you for being there.
And this was on Sunday.
This was on Sunday,
right.
Yes. And you were there Saturday,
I
right?
was. I did some, I guess, hosting duties from 11 to 4. And then I actually stopped by after, again, on Sunday, too, around like 2:33 to meet some other hosts there, too. So, unfortunately, I missed you uh-huh. on the stage, but it sounds like you had a great time.
We did.
Good.
We did. And, you know, it was a wonderful show. And today is International Women's Day.
It is.
And I think that's great. I like celebrating women. You know, I like celebrating men as well. I like celebrating feminine power because that's what we're moving into. And it's not in, you know, excluding the male power, but it's really about sort of reintegrating the femininity. So, you know, happy International Women's Day, everybody. Now, I am already buzzing. I'm all excited. As you know, even though I've got a background in science, you know, I'm a former research statistician, I now work in the realm of energy healing. I've been doing this for more than a decade, and I understand how each person is vibrational, and people shifting vibrationally affects what they manifest in their lives, from health and well-being to the kinds of relationships they have. And I also understand, I have this deep knowingness, I can sense that things are shifting on the planet. Now, these are concepts that I understand, and there are many people out there who do, but most people in the mainstream don't really understand this concept. Yes, the vibration is real, but they really don't understand what it is, how it can be accessed. It can be very challenging to put these things in terms of, you know, words that are accessible. My guest today is very gifted, both in the realm of, you know, vibration and intuition and accessing, you know, all that is on this level that many of us rarely access. But she also has the gift of being able to take these concepts and making them accessible and applicable to all walks of life. Now, my guest today is Penny Pierce. She is a well-respected international expert on intuition and perception. She's a gifted clairvoyant, an empath, and visionary. She's coached businesses, government leaders, psychologists, scientists, and, of course, spiritual seekers. She's been affiliated with numerous prestigious professional institutions around the globe and has been on radio and television shows around the world. She also teaches internationally. She is the author of Frequency, The Power of Personal Vibration. The Intuitive Way is another book she's the author of, and several others. And I am so fortunate to have my guest today, Penny Pierce. Welcome, Penny.
Thank you, Christine. That was a great introduction.
So, you know, your latest book that was published, I think, in 2009, is entitled Frequency. What do you mean by frequency? Why did you choose the word frequency?
Well, I was originally going to write a book on empathy, and which I thought was the kind of follow-up to The Intuitive Way, the next thing.
Right.
But as it started to unfold, it seemed like it was empathy was just one piece of what was really going on with us, because I've been fascinated with transformation for a long, long time, observing it and watching it unfold. And I realized that the acceleration in the world, in time, you know, time was accelerating, everything seemed to be going faster, that it was actually the vibration that was accelerating on the planet and in our bodies. And it was causing repercussions of various kinds, and one of those was that we were all becoming ultra-sensitive.
Yes.
So the empathy comes as a result of that, but there were many other sort of repercussions that also fit in. So I wanted to weave all that together, and frequency just came as kind of the catch-all word for it, you know.
Right. And that frequency, when I think of frequency from the scientific realm, I think of vibration of one sort or another.
Yeah.
And that's really what you're talking about, isn't it?
Yes. I think that the acceleration of the energy on the planet is causing us to, I guess what's really happening, I think, is that the vibration of the physical world is approaching the vibration of the non-physical world.
Ooh, I like that.
You know, and so what's happening is we're getting a bleed through more and more and more, you know, and it's easier to feel and see and work in the non-physical realm,
right,
which would be, you know, imagination, thought, feeling, and, you know, vibration and things that are not just observable with our eyes.
Right.
And so that those things are starting to rock back and forth quickly, you know, the like in physics, you know, the particle and the wave and back and forth. So we're starting to understand that we're not just solid objects, that everything vibrates. It has energy inside of it, and it's vibrating at different frequencies.
Right. And this isn't just something that energy healers have come up with, right?
There's some
scientific basis to this.
It's everywhere now. They've even found a vibration of the earth called the Schumann resonance that's accelerating.
Right, right. And there are, of course, all these, you know, electromagnetic frequencies. And, I mean, there's a wide array of frequencies. And we humans, you know, carry them, emanate them of various sorts, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And what I was observing is that, you know, we each have a basic frequency, and you might call that the vibration of the soul. You know, it's eternal. But we all also, maybe it's a tribal thing, we tend to change our vibration to match other people or to match places that we go.
Right, and, which can be both a good thing and a bad thing, right?
Well, yeah, but I think, it in some ways, it has probably ensured survival in some rudimentary way. But when you look outside yourself for compatibility, I think that we all just naturally resonate to whatever we're around. And when we do that, we lose touch with our inner self. And we can just be flopped around in the world, you know, high and low and batted around by whatever we're near, especially if we're not conscious about doing that. And you can have really big mood swings because of this.
Right.
And feel good and then bad and that the effect of the world and all this. So when you look outside yourself for identity, it's very confusing and chaotic, especially these days.
Sure. And so we've got all this access to information and vibration of various sorts, a lot of which does not serve us, a lot of which does not resonate with our, you know, our inner vibration, our true soul vibration. But also, we are undergoing like a planetary vibration, correct? So how does that manifest in just, an everyday life for a person?
Well, I think, of course, it starts off very personally for each person. And that starts with the vibration of your own body. That the body is part of the earth. You know, it's not separated.
Right.
It is totally in tune with the increasing frequency on the planet. So as the planet increases its vibration, so does your body. And if you resist that, you can clamp down on it and try to stop it, like, dam it up. But
right.
it's not going to stop. And so you just make yourself miserable. And what happens is often that new higher vibration will feel intimidating or confusing. It can feel sometimes like fevers and rashes and the heart pounding and higher levels of electricity, and then you can't sleep at night, and you're just buzzing, very electrical sometimes. And there are so many different symptoms that people experience, kind of hyperactivity, for instance.
Right. And
until you say, okay, I trust the vibration, I'm going to let it flow through me, I'm going to let it do with me what it will, and just fall into it, it will then carry you and raise you to a level of a much more sophisticated, refined, vibration, which also increases your emotional vibration and your mental vibration, so that your perception actually starts to change. You start to have higher frequency feelings and thoughts, meaning that you're not caught in fear and you're much more open to creativity and love and unity and all that great stuff.
Yes.
So part of it is trusting that evolution does know what it's doing.
And where you are in your life and what is unfolding is absolutely perfect. I mean, I think that many of us resist what's going on in our lives, whether it's on an emotional level or a physical level. And, from my perception as an energy healer, I think in terms of, opening to the flow of that light and that energy is the key to, good health, happiness. And we often will kind of like hold on and resist, as you were saying, instead of letting it flow through us, as you were saying before, which is so important. And that stagnation can create problems, can't it?
Absolutely. And flow is the key word, really, because energy needs to oscillate. It needs to move, and it doesn't necessarily flow forward in a linear way. I think the flow really is about rocking in and out of the physical into the non-physical, back to the physical, back to the non-physical world.
Oh, I like that.
Or you could say the physical and the spiritual.
Right.
And as we allow the flow to move from one cycle of creativity, which would be, you have your house, your car, your job, you've manifested and created certain physical things in your life. And once they've been created, it's kind of like you move into a sense of completion and then spaciousness, and you let go or you get bored, and then you gestate and another cycle starts to come in. And most people really, partly I think because the left brain is so dominant in our culture, that we get stuck in the things that we've just created, the form world, and we think that's it, and that's, we got to stay that way forever.
And of course,
it's not going to.
When we come back, I'd like you to talk more about this sort of oscillation, this relationship we have, going back and forth between the spirit realm and the physical realm as vibrational beings. We're going to take a short break now. When we return, more with Penny Pierce, author of Frequency.
Are you struggling through difficult times? During these times of change, many of us need tools and support to help us get through. Julie Kleinhans is the host of the hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay and is a world-renowned life coach. Many of us are worrying about what will happen to our jobs, our homes, and to our lives. This is why Julie is offering a 40% discount through January 31st of 2013 to support you and your family through these difficult times. She'll teach you how to use energy tools that will help you relieve the stress and anxiety in your life. Julie is donating the net proceeds to victims of Superstorm Sandy through the organization All Hands Volunteers, a U.S.-based nonprofit dedicated to empowering disaster relief volunteers and rebuilding communities. Please call Julie at 516-639-8042, 516-639-8042, or email julie at mindfocusgeneration.com for more details and to schedule a session.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. As a former research statistician, my scientific background is what many would call sensible. For more than a decade now, I have been working in the field of energy medicine, facilitating sessions and teaching around the world. People from the mainstream often ask me, how did a sensible woman like you end up working in such an alternative field? Implicit in their question is the underlying assumption that the field of subtle energy, such as energy healing and intuition, isn't sensible. But I believe it is very sensible. Even scientists are able to measure aspects of this. Approaching life from an energetic perspective brings us new opportunity for healing and transformation. And from a practical standpoint, even if you can't rationally explain how something works, if you experience a shift from it, then doesn't it make it pretty sensible? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show on Transformation Talk Radio, KKNW, and Cable Radio Network across the country. We are speaking today with Penny Pierce, author of Frequency. And Penny, before we went off the air, you were talking about how really the energy, the light that, you know, comes into us on that quantum level, it's really not about just flow, like, you know, here's the direction, it goes in one place and it comes out another, but rather this sort of oscillation between the vibration of soul and the vibration of our denser body. Can you talk a little bit more about how to utilize that awareness in our daily lives?
Yeah, I think that we forget about, you know, the phases in a cycle of creation, that it begins with imagination, and that actually then the envisioning of a new reality begins totally in the non-physical world, and you create it there first, and right. Then it excites you, and it drops down through the levels of the brain and kind of fleshes out, takes on shape, and then the body starts to recognize it. Then it drops into motivation, and then pretty soon it just becomes physical. And as that happens, there's a sense of almost like, you know, hey, I did it. This is great.
Uh-huh.
And satisfaction. And then you use it, and then you're done. The energy's used up, and you get bored.
Right.
And then your attention drifts, and you go back into the non-physical realm and should go back into the imaginal realm to see what new realities are there for us to bring back in. But most people forget about imagination at that point and stay in what's been physically created and create from the physical world, thinking that they're just going to stay there.
Ah.
You know, and what happens is we get lesser and lesser inspired realities when we do that.
Right.
You have to create from the non-physical to the physical, not from the physical to the physical, if that makes sense.
That makes perfect sense. I mean, there's so many people out there who live their daily lives and they were really happy in whatever situation they're in for, you know, for a long time. And then suddenly they find themselves discontented. It's like same old. And they actually can judge themselves because they feel stuck. Like, why am I feeling bad when, you know, here I am in the same thing that was wonderful for me 3 years ago?
Well, and that's, yeah, it's true. And it's like when you're in the physical world and you see that reality, the only thing the left brain can think of to do next is to have more of it, or have it be better, or have it be different.
Right.
But it's, there's never that sense of just letting it go, going back into the world of all possibilities, and even letting the collective consciousness give you some great new things that you never even thought you could do.
Uh-huh.
And then come back in all jazzed again, you know, about, you know, like a kid making a new painting.
Yes.
And we forget that. And so, of course, then we become, I hear it all the time, what's my purpose? You know, why am I, I feel stuck.
Uh-huh.
You know, I don't, I'm not aligned. All these things where life is boring, I feel dull.
Right.
And I think that's it. So part of it, I think now, as I keep watching everything, is that it's really a captivity in the left brain, that we have been kind of stuck. And once you get everything defined and categorized and kind of separated, like the left brain likes to do, you can become captive of that reality. And you have to risk shifting back into the right brain, where there is no language, you know, and it's all direct immersion into experience. It's art, it's beauty, you know, it's that sense of merging with the flow, being one with the flow. And that immediately will re-inspire us and bring spirit back into our daily life. And that provides joy. You know, so that's part of what we're really trying to do, is balance our brain in order to have spirit and the soul merge into the personality and actually run the personality.
So in your book, Frequency, you mentioned that men and women, their brains are different. So how they interact with the spiritual realm can actually be different from each other.
Mm-hmm.
How is that?
Well, male brains have fewer connecting fibers between the left and right hemispheres, and women have much more. So there's a difference in the way we perceive reality. Women tend to be totally interconnected with the environment. They can't separate. It's all about immersion and oneness and, you know, getting into life. And men's brains are more separated. So there's a tendency to see either, you know, one side at a time, kind of unilaterally. And
right.
I think both men and women can be highly intuitive, but for men it's kind of more of a conscious choice to shift into it, where women are just in it kind of all the time.
So women have an easier time sort of being in that flow.
Yes, and they have a more difficult time separating and analyzing and compartmentalizing. You know, although let's not stereotype things totally, but I mean in general, you know.
Right, and you know, the fact that our brains are different, we've evolved as a species to survive, and so there are going to be certain differences. I mean, certainly there are physical differences, you know, that are obvious, but it is fascinating that the brain is different, and so how we will interact with spirit may vary. And so when we women are in the flow, you know, I can't tell you how many times I've heard from people, and it's happened in my life as well, where you know, I just sort of know something. I have this intuition about something, and I, of course, want to implement it right away. And a man will be saying, wait a minute, you know, why? What's the logical reason for this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And want to be in their brain about the why of it. And I mean, in their left brain about the why of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so there can be this conflict about that.
Yeah, I think women often, if they look at a reality, a potential reality or a choice, they actually run down the line through time and feel it unfolding, and they get the whole of the information all at once and say, no, this won't work, you know, and then like, who knows why, but you've already gone to the future and seen it, although it's not a conscious process very often.
Right.
I think even our ideas about enlightenment are different because men have been really in charge of the priesthoods for so long.
Sure.
And that, I think the male form of enlightenment is to separate from the world because their consciousness is about separation. You know, you're not supposed to be tempted by the evils of the world, and you're supposed to go off in meditation in a cave or something, you know,
Oh, right,
and
right.
be pure and get into the, you know, the higher realms. And With women, it's just the opposite. Let's get into the world, join with the people, you know, accept light and dark, you know, and come all the way into the body, not go away from the body, but actually revere, you know, everything in the physical plane and then go out the other side.
Right.
Which I think is now, you mentioned something about this being the National Day of Women, but I think that feminine, it's not so much it's about women, but it's about the kind of consciousness that comes from unity, which women understand very well, I think. It's the unified field thinking. It's that sense of everything is one thing. I think that is part of the new, I call it the intuition age, which is coming soon.
Uh-huh.
I think that's part of the way perception is going to function. It's not going to be separated. It's going to be all one thing. And I think men will start to understand that their bodies, their sensations, not so much emotion, but sensory awareness brings data.
Yes, yes. Oh, absolutely. And, you know, one of my pet peeves is spiritual traditions that teach about transcending the body, about, you know, sort of separating ourselves from our body, because it feels to me like there is such relevant information on a moment-to-moment basis within our bodies that's communicated from that place of the divine, that place of the energy field surrounding us.
Mm-hmm. Even from the center of the earth. You know, if you imagine going down in your body, like in a little elevator, and go down to, oh, your stomach, let's say, and you're there, and the rest of your body is way up above you,
uh-huh.
and you're right there looking out from that vantage point.
Uh-huh.
The world looks different from that level. It's a different frequency, actually. There's no language. It's all, you know, a direct knowing, like animals know.
Yes,
they can feel directly when somebody's looking at them. You know, and you know, viscerally at that point. And we're picking up information on all these frequencies through the body very directly. And because we're becoming more ultra-sensitive now, that information is actually impacting us a lot, which is causing a lot of people to feel very overwhelmed.
Right, right.
Because they don't have ways of decoding that pre-verbal data. You know, and people I hear all the time now are complaining to me about becoming too empathic.
But it's actually,
they feel paralyzed. They don't want to see all this negativity.
But it's actually a good thing. It's just a matter of knowing how to access the tools to be able to assimilate it and integrate it into our lives. This is a fascinating conversation I'm having with my wonderful guest, Penny Pierce. We'll be back in just a few moments after this break. Thank you.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, pain. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. What does the word healing mean? Many think that healing merely means eliminating symptoms. However, based on my many years as a healer, I have a much broader perspective on the word. Healing can manifest in a variety of ways, including having physical problems resolved, becoming more emotionally centered, experiencing better relationships, gaining greater clarity, and feeling more spiritually connected. True healing always includes some level of transformation. Whatever form healing takes, there is one commonality, an improvement in quality of life. To me, the highest form of healing goes beyond aligning with wellness. It comes from recognizing our soul's voice and allowing it to speak through us. And in that sense, don't we all yearn to heal into our wholeness? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show. I'm talking today with Penny Pierce. She's the author of Frequency. And Penny, we were just talking about this relationship that we've got now where we're getting more information sort of on the empathic level, and a lot of people don't know what to do with it. But it's really about a relationship with the energetic, correct?
Yes. I think that part of it is that we need to realize that we are at heart, you know, at core, non-physical beings, and we are part of everything. So, of course, we actually know everything at some higher, deeper level within us.
Uh-huh.
And then if you understand that you know whatever you need to know right when you need to know it and not before and not too late, that the universe doesn't waste energy, it works perfectly, uh-huh. You know. So if you're picking up on something, then there's a reason for it.
Right, right.
And you can also say, you know, I don't really want to know everything about every other person's life. I only need to know what I need to know. If I can help with someone, then I'll let me know about it. If I can't, I don't need to pay attention. So there's a way you can regulate what you pay attention to.
So it's kind of like on an energetic level, setting boundaries for the information.
Yeah, and I have a thing where I consider this part of my mind. I call it the inner perceiver. Some people might call it the Holy Spirit. I don't know. But it's like a function of our consciousness that helps us notice what we notice.
Uh-huh.
And so I've made an agreement to pay attention to that part of myself. And when I start noticing things, I go, oh, why am I noticing this? What's the message here? Or is there something I need to do? Or what do I already know about this situation?
Uh-huh.
And then I ask myself that, and then I answer it right away. I get an answer. And then I listen to that. I've made an agreement to trust that.
So inherent in that process is remembering to ask.
Yes, and that's kind of a what they call mindfulness practice,
uh-huh.
You know, where or an inquiry practice in Buddhism, where you ask and answer, and you have this. Again, it's an oscillation, right? Here,
yes.
Here, out there, back here, back there. You know, what do I know from my personality point of view? What do I know from my soul's point of view?
Uh-huh.
And connecting the worlds that way.
That makes perfect sense. So in terms of you know, having this communication, many of us want to create. You know, yes, it can come from this place of imagination and stuff, but you know, many of us want to manifest certain things in our lives. You've got a slightly different take on the law of attraction that I'd love for you to chat about.
Yes. I think that a lot of the information about the law of attraction is accurate, but the term I don't care for because it kind of promotes the unconscious idea that the outer world is separate from us and that we have to draw things to ourselves with willpower.
Oh, yeah.
Or skillfulness,
yes.
Or cleverness or something. And
right.
That's not the way it works. What is created in our reality is based on the frequency that you're vibrating at any given moment.
Uh-huh.
So if you're complaining and feeling like a victim and nobody listens to me and I'm invisible, you're going to get that.
Sure.
You're going to just, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. If you raise your vibration to the level of what I call the home frequency, which is the soul in the body, which is kind of like your favorite way of feeling, the way you love, when you love yourself and you're pleased with yourself and you love everybody else and life is magical, you know, uh-huh. and everybody has their own way of feeling that. But that basically is an approximation of the soul. And when you let that come through you, things start to work really well. And if you maintain that frequency and let it saturate you and saturate your world, then the people in your life, the opportunities in your life, the way things flow will increase in its, you know, sophistication and love and synchronicity, and everything starts to work better.
Right.
And you get better ideas. You get, you know, more sense of what you're capable of, even.
And from my own experience, it seems like when we're in that state, and, you know, I don't claim to be able to stay in that state for very long. I think it's more of an oscillation for me at this stage as well. But when I'm in that state, what comes to me in terms of what I want to manifest seems like more of a download, you know, kind of like that imagination. But it's very brief, and it's in those moments where it seems to magically manifest. There's none of this, oh, I have to go through affirmations and I need to create a vision board and I need to do all these things in order to get what it is I'm thinking about in this moment. But rather they seem to magically appear. Why is that?
Well, I think what happens is really it's a function of attention, not willpower.
Ah.
Not intention, because intention is willpower.
Yes.
So I think that materialization of realities is a function of your attention. So when you place your attention in an imaginal reality and you go into your imagination and play and you have that lighthearted, childlike, joyful quality of, oh, let's create something fun.
Uh-huh.
What might that be? If I had my best possible reality right now and I could do some new things that I really wanted to do, what might it look like? And you actually then imagine little movies, you know,
right.
and project yourself into them and you know, play in them and see how they work and how we might improve it. And you literally go in there and create it in the inner world. And then when it feels good, you just keep your attention on that reality in a joyful way and sort of keep company with it. If you keep your imagination on something and your attention focused into it, it will gain reality. In other words, it's like it starts to drop closer and closer and closer to the physical world. It literally sort of comes down through the brain from the upper neocortex into the midbrain where it takes on sensory information,
uh-huh.
and it comes down toward the reptile brain where suddenly you have motivation and the body recognizes it, and now it can drop into form, and suddenly there it is. The logistics of how it comes about in the physical world are, it doesn't matter.
Right.
It'll happen one way or another. What matters is if you are connected to the vision with all of yourself.
And that includes the heart, right?
Of course. Well,
yeah.
The heart is,
yeah.
is that sense of, you know, pretty much all possibility.
Right.
The heart is that sense of, I guess it's entitlement in the best sense of that word. Of course I can have that.
Yes. Oh, and I think a lot of people get stuck in feeling not worthy of having what they want.
Mm-hmm. And that's a function of all those contractions we were talking about before. Contractions about, I want this, yes, but I can't have it because A, B, C, D, and E.
Right.
You know, or, you know, and the left brain blocking the flow from the right brain. The right brain is where we go into the imaginal realm.
Uh-huh.
The left brain will often say, I don't want to give up my control, and you can't do that because it's not safe, or, you know, it doesn't want to be out of control.
And yet we have to engage the left brain in order to take the motivated, inspired action. And so we have to get the left brain, you know, online somehow.
Yeah, no, the left brain will make things conscious. Once the vision starts coming down into reality, then the left brain will understand it and make it, sort of crystallize it.
Right.
But it's the last thing to know. You know, it's not the generator of the new experience.
Ooh, or that's so important. It's not the generator of the experience.
No, it's the implementer.
And that includes the manifestation.
Absolutely. You know, it will be the implementer of the vision, but it's not the generator of it.
So that would explain why if somebody decides they want to manifest something, but it's really not connected to their home frequency, as you put it, they're not connected to their heart, their passion, and they're not in that childlike place of this would be fun to create, then it would actually impede the correction because manifestation because it's actually coming from the wrong place.
Yes, but it's also that what you're generating is a state of being that is a partial flow. It's like, I want it, but I can't have it.
Right.
It's like it starts to go out and you pull it back. So what you get are results where you sort of have it and then it gets taken away.
Oh, and that happens to a lot of people, doesn't
sure.
it?
Sure. And that's only a reflection of the inner state of the energy that you're holding.
Right.
See, well, so it's always mirrors. The inner and outer are the same because
uh-huh.
there's no actual separation. The outer world that you see is not separate from you. It's your aura, you know.
Right.
It is you at a different frequency.
And that could be a difficult thing to accept at moments when we're not having an enjoyable moment in our lives.
Yeah.
But that's really good to know.
So everything that happens in a certain way is just data about how you're thinking, how you're feeling, what you hold as your worldview. And you can just change it. It's not precious. You know,
sure.
You can just change it.
So, Penny, before we go to break, can you tell our listeners how they can connect with you?
Yeah, it's easiest through my website, which is just my name, pennypierce.com.
And you're spelling the spelling of your name is a little unusual. It's
yeah, it is.
P-E-N-N-E-Y and then P-E-I-R-C-E.
Yeah. E-Y and E-I.
Yeah, yeah. Well, great. This is a fascinating conversation, and I'm looking forward to more when we come back in just a moment.
Are giving birth today. Yes, yes, yes. We're going to ask that you submit a short story to make a difference in someone's life, someone that you care about, someone who could benefit from the care that Wellness One provides. And for that person, Wellness One is going to donate their services, not just to one person, but to several people over time. This decision will be based on the heartfelt sharing of what you write, on what you say that individual needs. They won't be sharing the story with anyone. It will be completely confidential. Dr. Thane, I would love for you to let folks know the best way to submit their story.
Go ahead and send it to my email. It's going to be Dr. Thane, D-R, T is Tom, H-A-I-N is Nancy, at wellnessone, that's WellnessOne.net.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelmed and stress? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath. To signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is, sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice, full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show. I'm talking with Penny Pierce, author of Frequency. Now, Penny, you know, in your book, you talk about how we can access so much more now, and we can actually hone our skills at interpreting the information. And you talk about something called truth signals and anxiety signals. What are they?
Well, we were talking before about oscillation, and I think that it pertains to the way we understand information, energy information, I call it now, coming in directly through the body.
Uh-huh.
That if it's true or safe, there's a sense of expansion. If it's dangerous or false, we contract. And it's kind of the reptile brain way. It's like attraction-repulsion.
Right.
So a truth signal might be something where when you hear something that's really true for you, you will expand in a various number of ways. People have a lot of different signals in their body. Some people feel chills, like energy moving up their spine and down their shoulders and out their arms like they get goose flesh.
Right, right.
Which is actually an expansion of energy releasing. Some people get warm. They feel energy spreading across their chest or forehead, or it feels bubbly, you know.
Uh-huh.
And when you hear an anxiety signal, which is either something's not true, often it's you feel cold, you feel clammy, your hands and feet get cold, you feel heavy, uh-huh, solid, like a wet blanket's been thrown over you.
Right.
And you can catch that fairly early on when you go into a new space, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
You either feel good or not good, you know, and you can sense something's right here or wrong here.
Oh, sure. I mean, I know that everybody's had that experience where you walk into a room and just it's a familiar space, and yet there's something about it that just doesn't feel right. And,
mm-hmm,
you know, it could be that somebody just had an argument in that space, or,
right,
you know, somebody's been dealing with pain or something like it. That information exists in the field, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And we're not separate from it.
Yeah. And so we read these things constantly with our bodies, and we're picking up data from people in the cars next to us on the freeway. And,
uh-huh,
you know, and so it behooves us to center ourselves a lot and check in with the body and say, okay, what am I feeling now? So what's going on now? What did I notice about this place? I was in a good mood this morning, and now I feel all, you know, irritated. So, mm-hmm, what happened in between now and then, you know?
Right.
And I must have noticed something that I didn't process.
But of course, if we're going to be using our bodies, it means we no longer are going to be able to separate from our pain and our discomfort, which so many people seem to do through, you know, just sort of staying out, like up in their minds, or through addiction.
Body.
Yes.
They just dissociate or distract themselves with, you know, cell phones or something, you know.
Right.
I think if you look at expansion and contraction in the body as data, that you don't make it good or bad. You just say it's a different frequency of information.
Yes.
So what am I noticing? And if something doesn't get through to you, it's going to pound on the door harder and harder until actually the contraction becomes so severe that you have pain. If you pick up the information at an early stage, it won't go to pain.
That makes perfect sense, because, you know, that aspect of ourself that's connected to the divine wants to speak through us in human form. And if we stop listening, it's going to start screaming at us.
That's right. And the other thing is, if you actually go into pain, what the thing we call pain,
uh-huh,
and be with it, and just kind of fall into it, merge with it, it actually goes away.
Yeah, I've done that before, and it's like it's a vibration. You become aware of a particular vibration.
It's the vibration of the absence of self.
Oh, ooh, I like that. Say that again, Penny.
Yeah, pain is the vibration of the absence of the self or the soul. It's where you believe that you aren't there. You can't feel yourself there.
Oh.
When you put your attention into it, again, attention, and merge with it, you bring yourself to that spot, and suddenly the pain goes away.
So I'm just going to talk about one of the ramifications. I think that there are many people out there who, you know, are in the New Age realm who think, well, I just need to envision the pain being gone, when in fact they need to go into it and find out what the information is.
That's right. It's data.
Yeah.
And important. Everything is evolutionary, remember. You know, you don't notice it if it's not important for you to notice it. And so if you're having pain, it's like something is trying to be noticed very strongly.
So it's a matter of our own evolution, but there's something larger going on, isn't there?
Well, I mean, evolution is of everything,
You
know, and we're connected to everything. So, you know, your growth affects my growth and mine affects yours. And the way I take care of my house or my garden is going to affect the world, too. You know, caringness, tending, attending, attention, all these things are very important to bring ourselves fully into each thing we do, into our lives.
Right. And with that attention, though, doesn't that create some responsibility to actually show up for ourselves?
Yeah, but responsibility is not like this heavy, big thing, you know. It's more about being present and being able to respond. That's all.
That makes sense.
Responding from the moment in truth, from the soul, which is actually fun. Because you never know what's going to happen next, and you do what's called upon to do. And if you're right in the moment with it, you're always appropriate.
So I know in your book you mentioned something about how, yes, we are emerging to a higher level frequency. In a very short moment, can you say, does that mean that we need to sort of strive to be at that higher level of frequency?
No. I think it means that we just need to remove the clutter that's in the way of us feeling what's actually happening in our bodies and in the world. You know, you can be preoccupied with thoughts and beliefs and, you know, screen addiction. And not actually feel what's true in the moment. And the frequency in the moment is what's true. You don't have to try to be a different way. You already are that way. Just get everything out of the way so you can feel what's
so. So accept what's authentically there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you've got another book coming out, and I'm really excited. And I actually have an advanced copy. Thank you for that. It's called Leap of Perception.
Yes.
When is this coming out, Penny?
It's going to be released May 21st. And it's about, I think the subtitle is The Transforming Power of Your Attention.
Uh-huh.
And it is really about how our perception is changing as we leave the information age and go into the intuition age.
Wonderful. Well, I would love to have you back to talk about this again once this book is out. If you'd like to, I'd love to have you back. So many good things to talk about. Penny, thank you for joining us. Can you remind our listeners what your website is?
Yes, it's pennypierce.com, just my name.
Uh-huh.
And I will be out at the Sun Valley Wellness Festival in Idaho at the end of May, and then I'll be at Omega Institute in New York in the first weekend in June, I believe, doing a training on the new book.
Terrific.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been such a pleasure, and I could talk to you for hours.
I know. It's really fun.
Thanks so much, Penny.
Oh, thank you.
Now, I want to briefly announce some things that are going on in my realm. A week from Saturday, March 16th, I'm doing another class in my Evolution into Wholeness series. It's called The Vibration of Abundance, and it's about accessing that realm that we've been talking about in a way that allows the abundance to flow. And if you want more information, call my office at 425-999-9836 or go to stellarreflections.com. You can also find us on Facebook, Stellar Reflections page, as well as the Christine Upchurch Show page. You can find me on YouTube as well, Stellar Reflections. Next week, we're going to be talking to Maury Pressman. He's the author of Living in the Supermind. I'm excited about that because he's going to be talking about how to access super consciousness, getting beyond our personal mind so that we can tap into that supermind. Thanks so much for joining me today. I hope to have you back here next week. Have a good week, everybody.
You've been listening to the Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.StellarReflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio.
A higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody. We'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.